Madam Chair, when the time is shorter, would people like a little warning before the end of the...
Right, we're going straight into local issues, and the question is very straightforward. What do you see as the key local priorities facing the Northfield constituency?
I'm going to give the candidates the question so they can be pondering it, and I'm going to ask Meg to start with this one, and then follow on Richard and Roger, and then back to Alan. There you go. What do you see as the key local priorities facing Northfield?
Okay, hello. I think that the key local priority facing Northfield, in my view, I think that the key local priority facing Northfield is to have good, well-paid jobs and plenty of them for the people that live and want to make their livelihoods and bring up their families here. That is why I want to attract new and diverse business here. I've already been lobbying the government on bringing Channel 4's headquarters here. I think that we can do more to bring tech industry here and really kind of get the jobs of tomorrow so that people who are born and grew up here and want to stay here and bring their families up have the opportunity for good and well-paid jobs.
Okay, on to Richard, please.
Thanks very much. I think I'll just mention three. The first thing is from my own casework. We've dealt with about 17,000 cases for constituents in the last 7 years. About 25% of those have been about housing. To me, that underlines that a key priority for this constituency is to build the homes that people need. And that's a key part of Labour's manifesto, to build a million homes so that we can house the people that we need to house. And we can get people out of the cold and damp conditions that too many of our constituents find themselves in. The second thing I would say is that an auto features very, very highly in terms of casework. It is crime and antisocial behaviour. We need to have our streets safe, and frankly, cutting 20,000 police, as we've seen in the last 7 years, is incompatible to that. That's why we need to recruit another 10,000 extra police to keep our streets safe and to ensure that they are integrated properly with our communities. The third thing I would say, and it is on the same thing that Meg mentioned, and that's jobs. Northfield is one of the worst places in the country. It's about 18th highest in terms of unemployment, and in terms of low pay, it's the black spot in the entire country. So we need not only to attract the jobs of the future, but we also need to ensure that people living here have got the skills, the young people have got the skills to take those jobs, whether they are here in, whether it be in developing new industries on the Longridge Technology Park, or indeed Channel 4, and I've read to the new mayor about that this week, so an agreement on that, whether it's about those, or actually ensuring that young people in Northfield don't feel that opportunities that are there, say at the Science Park, at the university or beyond, are a different land away, that they're there for them as well, and that they have the skills and the education to achieve that.
Well, we may well have a fair amount of agreement about the issues, if that's not all the detail of what needs to be done with them. I will start with housing. I think housing is a major problem, and a problem that's getting worse. The main reason for that is the decline in the amount of social housing that is available. When Right to Buy started under Mrs. Thatcher, it was seen as a way of increasing diversity in our housing estates, as you've got a mix of private owners in with the social tenants. Where we've got to now with it is that we have a large, most of the houses that have been sold under Right to Buy are now owned by absentee private landlords who do not look after their properties. And it's now, that has become a major, major problem. The biggest source of homelessness in Birmingham is private landlords ending tenancies and asking for their properties back. We need desperately to build more social housing, and we need to curtail the Right to Buy. I would be in favour of ensuring that there's no subsidy at all for Right to Buy, and that would basically bring an end to it. I would then also like to move on and talk a bit about jobs.
and employment. Low-paid jobs are a problem in this constituency, and it's an issue that is under threat from the form of Brexit we get. I know Brexit's going to be covered later, but I think it is vitally important that we maintain access to the single market, and we're allowed to trade, and businesses here can grow and develop by accessing the market in Europe.
Actually struggled for a long while to leave the private rental sector in this area and kind of suffered at the hands of very, very under-regulated private landlords. I know full well that there is so much suffering out there as a result of this whole area of life, and actually I believe passionately that it should not be so difficult to get onto this housing ladder in the first place. If our earnings had increased as much as the rise in house prices since 1997, we would all be earning about £30,000 more. So it's no wonder that young people like myself and those around me are struggling to even put together a deposit in the first place. The Green Party would seek to provide 500,000 quality homes for rent, because at the moment what you've got is shabby living conditions that are actually not regulated by anybody. Or at least if they are, it's a bit of a sham window dressing exercise. We would increase the budget for social housing to £6 billion, quadrupling the current budget. And we would do this by getting rid of mortgage tax reliefs for landlords. This would raise £5.8 billion. So that is one of the things that we would do to try and tackle this housing crisis in this area. The other thing I want to talk to you about is transport. So we've put a heck of a lot of local money into building HS2, when in fact that is just providing the economy for London and it is not looking after ourselves. This, I think, is disgusting. It is an absolute shambles for our area. We need to be looking after Birmingham because we've got great stuff here. And actually, imagine if we put some of that money into the London Midland line and we didn't have to worry about the Leaf Fork timetable.